InfoWars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, August the 9th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. There's been some interesting developments in the analysis of the election that we had 2 days ago in several different places, especially in Ohio. Of course, the Democrats, as you saw the brief headline on Drudge Report, they lost one of these races, presumably because the votes that were taken by a green alien from another planet. Not another country, another planet. I guess they can't afford to educate their kids in planet Nibiru or wherever his parents said that they're from either. Send them here to get them educated. But we're going to look at some more interesting stuff about that. The fact that a book that was exposing the coming rigging of the election this fall has been preemptively attacked by the Washington Post. Kind of interesting, interesting tactic that the Washington Post used. They call these people, when they were closed, at midnight. And so I would like to get comment from you on this hit piece we're about to do on your book that is about to be released. I think it was put out in preliminary release. And they have an organization that is doing the data. So they call them at midnight. And of course, nobody is there. It's a business. And then at 5 o'clock in the morning, the article hits. Well, we contacted them for contact. Nobody got back to us. That's the way the Washington Post and mainstream media operates. The other way that they operate is this story that has happened a week ago, last Friday, almost a week ago. The compound that was raided, the starving kids that were there. You probably heard some of that. But now it has come out as some people are talking to the children that have been taken away, as foster parents are talking to the kids that have been taken away from this Islamic compound. Some troubling things have come out with that. It looks like these kids are being trained as jihadis to attack elementary schools, according to what the kids told the foster parents. And as I look at this, I heard it, I thought, well, I don't know. You know, we hear these kinds of terror attacks all the time from the FBI. But then I heard an interesting perspective on this. And the fact is that what began some of this investigation was the fact that a four-year-old was kidnapped, taken out of, I think, also a Muslim child. His name was Abdul. He was from Georgia, taken to New Mexico at this compound. And he was told that, his parents were told that he needed to have an exorcism, so they took him to this compound where they had 11 other kids from, I think it's the age of 1 to 15. We'll get into that article in a little bit. But they said, well, he needs an exorcism. He died, according to the other kids. They found the remains of a toddler. They are doing some forensic work on that to make sure that that is positively identified. But as this was developing, he was missing for quite some time. He was sick, according to the other kids, for quite a while. The FBI, of course, was called in because it was a case of kidnapping. And the FBI just kind of diddled around and did absolutely nothing for a very long time. And then there were some additional calls made from Georgia. Said, we've gotten some messages that the kids don't have any food and water. You've got to do something. The local law enforcement officers couldn't get the FBI to do anything. So they took it upon themselves to make a raid. They'd surveilled the area. They saw the targeting range and so forth. And they suspected they might be walking into a very volatile situation. But they went ahead and made that raid anyway, in spite of the FBI's inaction. And so I don't think that this is some terror report that is being put out by the FBI. You know how they typically will get a patsy or a stooge. They'll talk them up. They'll help them provide weapons for them that don't work or whatever. And then at the last minute, they'll come in and say, look, we stopped a terror attack. No, they had created the terror attack. You know, it's kind of like an arsonist firefighter who goes out and lights something that's kind of minor and then puts it out, makes himself a hero. That's what the FBI does all the time with terror attacks. I don't think that's the case here. We're also going to talk about a major case that hasn't been covered in America of vaccine deaths in Samoa that is now developed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, August the 9th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We've got some information that the mainstream media doesn't want you to see, that Google doesn't want you to see. That's why they've taken down some of these reports. I've got some information about what happened with vaccine deaths in Samoa that you are not going to believe. Absolutely bombshell information that hasn't been covered by our mainstream media here. As a matter of fact, nobody covered when I talked to a nurse who said, yeah, we give these premature babies, we give them these vaccines, and they call us up and say, get the intensive care unit ready because we know we're going to have reactions to this. But we're going to do it anyway because regardless of the child's health, we're going to give them these vaccinations because it's X number of days after they were born. And that's the formula. That's what we're going to do. She was absolutely outraged about that. It was outrageous. Nobody talked about it, just like nobody talked about the documents exposing the fraud of the TSA. And we got some more TSA news today. It looks like they are going to make special accommodations for transgender individuals. Yes, even though the skies have gotten incredibly unfriendly, they're going to make them very friendly for the transgenders. And we can pick up the bill for the new machines that the Democrats who have sponsored this bill are imagining. Because as these individuals are imagining what their gender is and they push the button, you know, there's nothing about your privacy that's being violated by these machines, right? They push a button, male or female. These machines look in detail at your genitals. And then if it doesn't look like it matches what the TSA agent put in there, then they raise a flag and so forth. And so these people are getting harassed. So that is disturbing on a number of levels, isn't it? Shouldn't you be disturbed about that? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what's going on with the gaslighting of our kids in elementary schools and elsewhere with the transgender agenda. Trying to set, this is a path to grooming kids for pedophiles, folks. If you don't understand that, you don't understand what's going on. Why would you start talking to kids in kindergarten about their gender identity? If they can make a decision about that, then they can make a decision as to whether they want to have consensual sex. And we've got an article about an 11-year-old who everybody is celebrating in the UK because this little boy likes to wear dresses and so forth. But, you know, looks gorgeous. Uh-huh, yeah. Just like the guardians of the pedophile. Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, you know, that's fine. That's normal, right? Isn't it normal? Yeah, what's not normal is for parents to have a say about that. And we've got Joe Biden has now set up an organization to push back against parents who bully their kids because their kids might think, because they go to school, that they are some other gender as part of that gaslighting. We're also going to talk about the other gaslighting that is happening that is out of the UK, the gaslighting about the so-called Novichok attack in the UK, the former double agent. And his daughter, who did not die, by the way, it was not a Novichok gas attack. But now we have sanctions that have been imposed by the Trump administration, bowing to pressure from the military-industrial complex, from London and Langley, from Theresa May and Nikki Haley, and a bunch of neocons and Congress, they have now bowed to this absurd narrative. I'm going to break this down for you. I've talked about this before, and there's more absurdity coming out of that false flag attack there. And then we have also sanctions that are ramping up in Iran. And as we look at the tension that is rising there, we'll take a look at the sanctions, the counter movements by our allies in Germany to try to undermine any sanctions, but also the threats coming from Iran and how that might lead to a type of Gulf of Tonkin incident. So we got a lot of stuff here that they don't want us to talk about. And of course, as we look at what is happening with the attacks on InfoWars, they've now stepped it up to take away your comments on our website. A while back, right after I started working here, we got a knock on the door one day, and I was close to the door, and I opened the door, and it was a guy said, "Secret Service, we're here to talk to you about some comment. I need to come in and talk to somebody." And I said, "Wait right there." I wasn't going to let him in. I got somebody to go talk to. They wanted to talk to us because somebody had left a comment on our website that they construed to be as a threat against the Bush family. It's like, all right, we'll take it down. We didn't put that up there. We didn't see it. And then we had another incident like that happen. And at that point, we decided, or Alex decided, not my decision, decided we don't want to be involved in this. We don't want to moderate these things. We'll just turn it over to Discus. They can moderate the stuff, and they can handle the comments, because we don't really have any control over the comments that people set up there. We're not a giant organization. We didn't want to get into the business of moderating your comments. And, we didn't want to become a publisher of the comments, because that's a real issue. As Facebook and others take control of the content, and as they become moderators of the content, then by implication, they become publishers. This is what a former FCC chairman has said. It's an observation that Nigel Farage made yesterday. I played both of those for you. Played the comments from Nigel. I read the comments from the FCC, former FCC commissioner. They understand that if you're going to go in there and say, well, we're going to have this, but not that, this, but not that, then you become responsible for that content. You can be sued. They can come after you for these types of things. So we let a third party handle that. And now, as part of the virtue signaling that is going across Silicon Valley, and it's more than virtue signaling. It's not just trying to impress your peers at the Starbucks coffee shops or the sushi bars. It is really a broad-based censorship of conservatives and libertarians. We are the tip of the spear. They want to make an example out of InfoWars. And all of you liberals who are out there applauding this, you don't understand the connections between these companies and the deep state, between the CIA and the NSA. Of course, you like the CIA and the NSA now, don't you? Because they are the avowed enemies of Trump. But wait until you see what eventually happens with this. We've now got Republicans who are becoming almost as intolerant. Not quite. I mean, it's about twice the number of Democrats who want to take down entire news organizations as there are Republicans, but it is an increasing trend from both sides. And so we're going to have a situation where when a Democrat becomes president, all the Republican sites are taken down, and when a Republican becomes president, they do the same thing with the Democrat sites. That's where we're going to go if we're going to say, well, I want them taken down because I don't like them. They don't get free speech. That is essentially where we're headed. And as we look at this, and as Twitter, who had said they did not take any action, they were the only one of the big three that didn't take action all at once. And I'll repeat, it was done in violation of their own rules. Google said, we've warned people. They've repeatedly violated this. We've warned them repeatedly. No, you didn't. You never warned me before you flushed my 6 years of content down the memory hole, gulag. Things like the vaccine issues that I was just talking about, all that stuff flushed down, all the stuff I said about the deep state, about the false flag gas attack. And I'll tell you about it now. I'll go over that again today. But they never gave us a single warning. They never told us what the complaint was about. Was it hate speech? Was it violence? What was it? And what is hate speech? What is your definition of hate speech? We've never been given a definition of it. It's one of those nebulous things like assault rifles. They don't have a definition of it, but they know it when they see it, right? Because they hate the political positions that we have, where they hate what we are exposing about big pharmaceutical companies or the deep state, surveillance state. They don't like that. So, yeah, that looks hateful. I think I'll take that down. We were never given any warning. And again, this content was up most cases for years that they took down. I had a channel that was taken down that hadn't had anything posted to it for 3 years. And they just took it down. And, of course, they had said that when they complained about videos, and nobody ever bothered in the media to actually talk about what was in the videos that YouTube complained about when they put a strike against Alex Jones's channel, not my channel, but Alex Jones's channel. They said, well, you know, he's got X number of days. If he gets more strikes, 3-strike policy, he's out. And then all of a sudden, just within a 12-hour period, boom, boom, boom. Now, Twitter didn't do that. They said, well, they haven't violated any rules. But now they have said, we're looking at changing those rules because they want to take us down as well. Can't stand the heat. It's real bad to have to explain that to people at the sushi bar. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So the crew asked me, what's up with these comments about sushi? So, well, you know, that's what I think of as trendy food for Silicon Valley types, because I would never touch that stuff with a 10-foot wooden stick. But I go back to the 1980s. I was an Apple certified developer on the Macintosh, and right after it came out, I developed some apps for that. But they also used to have a database. I don't know if they even have it anymore. A simplified database for people to set up their own stuff without doing any programming. And it was called Bento. And it was a little Bento box of trendy food. Like, I had to look it up. It's like, what the heck is that? Doesn't look like a hamburger. I don't know what that is. So anyway, that's what's up with the sushi comments. What I'm saying is that they have to virtue signal to each other. But it is far more than that. And it is far deeper than that. And it isn't something that they just all arrived at independently. I mean, you should ask yourself why this all happened with all these individuals in such a short period of time. Well, I know that there have been, and I've talked about this, the origins of these companies and how they go back to the deep state. We've talked about the connections between the mainstream media companies when there were only three or four different media outlets. The CIA had Operation Mockingbird. They're very explicit about how they were going to control the press. A good example of this is this situation in New Mexico. Here's some forbidden information that they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see the jihadi connections, the Islamic ties in this New Mexico compound where one child was killed, kidnapped and killed. And the FBI wouldn't do anything about it. It had to be done by local law enforcement. And now the big national media, ABC, CBS, NBC, the same people that were always working with the deep state, and would only tell you what the deep state wanted you to hear. They would all cover the same stories. They would all cover them from the same angles. And they would all avoid the unpleasant truths that they didn't want you to hear. Like in this particular case, they didn't want any mention of Islamic ties. So they leave all of that information out when they talk about these starved children. That wasn't a story that I covered until this came out eventually. It eventually did come out. It came out after these children were taken away, put in with some foster parents, and they started talking about what had happened there. And so what is the story that we have now? Well, the story we have now is this guy who is running this compound, Wahaj, is the son of a Brooklyn imam who was named by prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. His father, the elder Wahaj, was a character witness in the trial for Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, the notorious blind sheikh, who was convicted in 1995 of plotting terror attacks in the U.S. So his father was an unindicted co-conspirator in the real terror attack against the World Trade Center. And I say real. I know that buildings came down. Thousands of people died. But I'm talking about the one that was exactly as it looked. And as President Trump said, hey, they bombed the foundation of that building. You know, as you bomb the foundation of a building, you would expect part of it to collapse, you know, and that's a really strong building. So when I look at this, said President Trump, right after the 9-11 building happened, and we've played those clips, he says, well, I look at this. I think this is really strange. As a builder, buildings just don't fall down in their own footprint, especially one as strong as the World Trade Center. It's got steel all around the perimeter and so forth. That's really strange. It looked like a controlled demolition, said President Trump. Who knows about buildings? It's sad that he hasn't opened that up, but we understand the pressure that he is under from the people who are trying to take him out, both politically and otherwise. But I think it is important. He has to do it the way that he wants to do it. I mean, certainly, if it was me, I would just declassify everything and But, of course, it wouldn't be reported by ABC, CBS, and NBC. He would have to call InfoWars. Who are you going to call when they try to shut us down? I mean, we're the kind of people who would expose that kind of stuff. Or WikiLeaks. Yeah, they got WikiLeaks contained. They got Julian Assange under house arrest, about to extradite him out of there, it appears. So how are you going to get this information out if you're going to expose the lies about 9/11? The fact that these buildings just collapsed into their footprint. And that only two of them, two of the three buildings, were even hit by planes. A third building was never hit by a plane, but it collapsed immediately in its footprint as well. Isn't that interesting? We have seen skyscrapers burn for days, steel skyscrapers. And what happens to them? If there's any deformation at all of the structure, you'll see it kind of, you know, bend over to one side or whatever. After days of burning, the steel structure is still there. And it may get deformed a little bit, but collapsing in its footprint? No. Something's up with that. And, of course, BBC announced the collapse of that third building that hadn't been hit by a plane well before it happened. You can see it over the shoulder. But let's get back to this report. ABC, CBS, NBC didn't want you to see those connections. And they also didn't want you to know about the fact that has just now come out that they were training for a terror attack, evidently. And this is what some of the kids who were taken out of there have now told. Authorities were looking originally for a missing 4-year-old Georgia boy. And there's nearly a dozen other kids at the New Mexico compound. They were now, it turns out, being trained to commit school shootings with assault rifles. That's what they have told the people whose custody they're now in after they're being starved there. Had 11 other children ranging in age from 1 to 15 years old, held in, quote, the saddest living conditions and poverty I've ever seen, said one of the law enforcement officials there. They described the two individuals who are operating this compound, Wahaj and another guy, Lucas Morton, described as heavily armed and considered extremist in the Muslim belief by the county sheriff there. Because, you know, the FBI is not going to do anything about that. A Georgia investigator forwarded a message from someone at a compound who reportedly said that they were starving and needed water. So 8 members of the county sheriff's rescue response team were assisted by 4 members of the state OSI to rescue these kids because the FBI wouldn't do anything about this kidnapped child. As they point out, one of the foster parents told them that the children relayed they were being trained in the use of assault rifles in preparation for future school shootings. But let's not talk about that. We don't want to be talking about anything that has to do with that. And they have found the remains of the 4-year-old child that the FBI never did anything about to protect. That child eventually died. They have not positively identified the remains of that child, but it appears there's also testimony from the children that the child became sick and was died and buried in an Islamic ceremony by these sick individuals who are running that compound. But I want to give you some information when we come back that the mainstream media is not talking about at all, still not talking about. And this is deaths by MMR vaccines. They have now charged a nurse, and this is about a month and a half after this incident happened. 2 babies died just minutes after receiving a vaccine. And I think you're going to want to hear this story. Everybody needs to understand what is happening with vaccines. And you need to understand that the vaccine companies don't have any liability at all. Yes, they have been given immunity. Whether or not those vaccines work for you and give you immunity, they have legal immunity. Don't ask any questions. Even when these kids die within minutes, it's a very, very sad story. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Police in Samoa have pressed charges against a nurse after two babies died within minutes of receiving a vaccine against measles, mumps, and rubella. This happened last month. Now, did she do something wrong? When this first came out, I'm going to go back. I went back and looked at this. When I saw the headlines, I thought, what was going on with this? I hadn't seen anything about this in mainstream media. And, of course, I don't think you will. You must not criticize the government. You know, even with all the talk about Russian hacking of the elections, they want to continue to tell you, oh, no votes were changed. Nothing was changed. They didn't tamper with it. They just messed with your head a little bit. That's okay. You know, we don't want to have that happening. And so we got to ban Alex Jones because, you know, he's messing with your heads. We got to We got to jail Julian Assange, or maybe execute him because, you know, he gave you information. Can't have you getting any information. But, of course, don't worry. They're not getting into the state boards of elections. They're not getting into the voting machines. It's like, oh, really? What a silly. You really believe that? You really believe those electronic voting machines are secure? You really believe that they can't hack the election and aren't doing it on a regular basis? That's the information you really need. Even more so than about what Hillary Clinton did to the DNC. That's the desperate information that you need. But they're going to keep you from having other types of information as well. And so I went back and looked at this. Got a lot of New Zealand papers who were covering what happened in Samoa. And going back about a month ago, there were 2 one-year-olds who died after getting their MMR vaccine. Now, as I pointed out, this source is Radio NZ out of New Zealand. Samoa uses an MMR vaccine that was assessed and approved by the World Health Organization. And it was also distributed by the UN's children's agency, UNICEF. New Zealand's Immunization Advisory Center that said, while the vaccine was extremely safe, medical error or contamination were the two most likely causes of the tragedy. So you look at this and you say, well, what could have happened to this? You know, certainly we know that any product that is put out can have a manufacturing issue, right? And you would think that if a product has a manufacturing issue, I mean, we see this happening. Any consumer product, you can have a restaurant chain that can have an outbreak, or a grocery store chain that can have an outbreak of some contamination in the food supply. They quickly tell everybody about it, and they shut it down, and they find out what went wrong, and there's a legal action that's taken against those people. People are allowed to get compensation, but not if it's a vaccine. Because back in the mid-1980s, the vaccine companies came to the Reagan administration and said, we have so many complaints of people who are being harmed by vaccines, we're not going to be able to stay in business if you don't give us legal immunity. And so they did here in America. Now, you can get compensation from a virtually secret vaccine court, but that's another story. And even with that, and the HHS, and of course, I've just had Del Bigtree, who was censored because of his movie Vax, that documentary. The filmmakers didn't want that information to be out there. The filmmakers pushed very hard on Robert De Niro to make sure that information didn't get out there. The filmmakers wanted their fellow filmmakers censored. Didn't want to have his information out there that you could look at it. And, of course, what information was he telling you? The kind of stuff that I just told you about. And the fact that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was just got some information from Health and Human Services saying that since they were given the authority to oversee vaccine safety and to track what was happening to it, to make modifications to it, suggestions and regulations to make them safer. And they said, well, we'd like to see what you've done for the last 32 years. And they wouldn't respond. So they had to sue them. Finally, they came back and said, well, we don't have any documents. We haven't done anything for the last 32 years to oversee vaccine safety. So when you look at this and you say, well, maybe it was contamination or something. Well, that would be concerning, wouldn't it? And people should be compensated. Oh, no, you can't be compensated. And we're not actually looking at this stuff, even though we told everybody we would. And Health and Human Services has said that in 2016, there were over 5,000 people that were injured, and it was, I think, 440-something deaths because of vaccines in 1 year. And they said, that's only 1%. So work it out. We're looking at 5 million people that have been damaged over the year. If they're only collecting information on 1% of the people. But what happened in Samoa? They said the vaccine could have been prepared incorrectly. It could have been the wrong substance injected. Or it could have been contaminated, listen to this, by being left at room temperature for a long period of time. Ooh, is that? There's another risk factor that you didn't know about vaccines, right? If they leave it at room temperature, it gets very dangerous. They said all vaccinations had been stopped in Samoa, this is a month ago, while the deaths were being investigated. Now, fast forward, a little bit more information emerges after another couple of weeks. At that point, they come up and they say, well, the kids might have had a rare genetic condition, something wrong with their immune system. They said two children who died are suspected to have had a rare life-threatening immunodeficiency disorder. So now, don't look at the vaccine. Not any problem with the vaccine. It's got to be the kids. A one-year-old girl died within a few minutes of being vaccinated. 2 hours later, another one-year-old died. Two different families. But, of course, these are rare life-threatening diseases, and they both happened at the same hospital. But it's the kids' fault, even though it's a very rare disease. Just within a couple of hours, these two kids die. And then New Zealand television talked to another couple who 2 years earlier had lost their son right after having been given an MMR vaccine. They actually, 2 years earlier, they lost their son, and then in April, they lost their daughter, and both of their children died after having an MMR vaccine. They said once the MMR injection was given to them, their bodies went into hyperdrive, and they both died. Two kids, 2 years apart, right after they took the MMR. University of Auckland's Immunization Advisory Center said their case was separate. These are people who shouldn't receive the MMR vaccine. They said, we're going to have pre-screening checks to ensure the vaccine is only given to suitable candidates because it's got live viruses in it. And they said, chemotherapy treatment makes people unsuitable for the vaccine as well. They said, these are the people that we need to protect in the community that can't be vaccinated themselves, so we have to have herd immunity. All right, let's think about this a minute. You got to have herd immunity because you got people who have a rare genetic disease that gives them immunodeficiency problems. Or maybe they're taking chemotherapy that hurts their immune system. But in order to get herd immunity, you're giving people vaccines that have live virus in it. Do you see a problem with that? Now you're spreading that around with a live virus with people in the community. But of course, it's herd immunity that we shouldn't have to worry about. And are you being screened for that? When your kids are being given this vaccine, are you being screened to see if your kids have any immune problems? No. No. Is there any screening that's being done here in America for that? No, no, no. They just give you the vaccine. As a matter of fact, in California, they mandate it. If you want to get an education, then you have to have your kids vaccinated in California. And they don't really care about that. And we just had Dr. Bob Sears, who, let me give you this part of the story here. Okay, so these two kids, both one-year-old, died minutes after receiving the MMR. The nurses who administered the vaccines have been stood down. Of course, this was right after this happened. These nurses now have been charged because we can't ever charge the vaccine companies. They had to be stood down for their own safety. They were being supported. So at this time, they were not suspect. This is about a week or so after it happened. At first, they were saying, well, you know, it's this rare genetic condition, must be the case, even though it happened shortly after these two things. First, they said, well, it might be something wrong with the vaccine. No, 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 can't do that. It's got to be the kids. We're not going to do anything to the nurses. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how this developed. Stay with us.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material
from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to finish up with what happened with the MMR vaccines, because this is very important for you to understand, for your health, for the health of your family as well. We're told all the time, don't worry about it. Everybody needs to have this. It's very important for everyone, and things like this don't really happen, except that they do, as I pointed out. HHS, over 5,000 people injured by vaccines, 440-some-odd killed by vaccines in 2016, and they said that's only 1% of the people that get vaccinated that we even follow up on. And then, of course, if you have an injury or a death, you're not allowed to sue them. And they haven't done anything to monitor vaccines or make them safer. They said, don't worry, we're going to take away the liability of the companies because it's so dangerous they can't stay in business if we don't take away their liability. But we'll make sure that things get safe and get safer and that we're on top of all this. And they haven't done anything for the last 32 years. That's the lawsuit done by ICANDecide.org, I think, is it? ICANDecide.org. It's Del Bigtree's organization. He and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sued HHS and found out that they had no documents because they had done nothing to monitor or improve vaccine safety over the last 32 years since the vaccine companies got immunity. But let's take a look at this particular case. Families of these two kids who died within minutes of being vaccinated told the television stations there in Samoa that they had made formal complaints with local police and they were calling for investigations. Here's why. The mother of one child told the station that she asked that her son not get the vaccination after learning about the death of the little girl. which had occurred about 2 hours earlier at the same hospital. It is alleged that the nurse insisted that the vaccination go ahead and gave it without the mother's consent. This is the problem, folks. They don't want your informed consent. Now, she knew what had just happened to one child there because it happened in that same hospital 2 hours earlier. What the government doesn't want you to know is they don't want you to know that there's been 5,000 documented injuries in 2016 and over 400 deaths from vaccines in 2016, and that that is only 1% of the people out there. They don't want you to know that. And oh, by the way, if you hear that from me, from InfoWars, then they don't care, because even if you know that and you're concerned about the safety of this vaccine, they don't care if they have your consent, just like in this particular case. So the nurse said, no, we're going to do it. I don't care if you give your consent or not. So the mother said, we walked out. It hadn't been a minute since we'd sat down on the chair outside the hospital. I saw his head fall and his eyes closed. I ran back into the hospital. I cried and watched as they worked on my son. I asked, how is my baby? I came outside. I walked back in and I asked, how is my baby? And the doctor or nurse said, he's finished. They didn't say anything to break it to me gently or to calm my heart. They just said, he's finished. Well, have you finished with the vaccine schedule of your kids? Yeah, just get it done, says Dr. Pan, the California senator who pushed this thing through. Over the objections of all the people, it was shameful what they did in California. These same people, by the way, that have just shut down InfoWars. They didn't care that there were thousands of people there. They wouldn't let them in to speak. They shut them down. They were there to speak against the mandatory vaccines that were being imposed on children in California without the parents' consent. They wouldn't let them speak. The filmmakers from Hollywood didn't want anybody to see a very well-done documentary. You disagree with the documentary? Fine. You have that discussion. Why wouldn't you have a discussion as to why we have had an exponential increase in autism in this country? Does anybody want to know? You care? Oh, let's not even talk about that. Let's not talk about that elephant in the room. Let's not have that discussion or debate. We're not going to let anybody see your film. We're not going to let anybody see InfoWars. Can't have any uncomfortable information coming out there about this stuff. And then they go on in this New Zealand article. They say, well, you know, New Zealand, don't worry about it. New Zealand currently uses a brand of MMR vaccine called Priorix. It's made mostly in France and Belgium, and is tested there before it's sent to New Zealand. And they said could be two factors related in these deaths. One is that there might be an error when the vaccine is prepared for injection incorrectly and ultimately results in the wrong substance being injected, or there could be some sort of contamination due to the vaccine having been reconstituted and left at a room temperature for a really long period of time. But who cares? Because they don't have to worry about it. So there's no liability. There's no liability, by the way, folks, for anything that happens under the socialized health care in New Zealand. When my wife and I went down there, that's one of the reasons why they have bungee jumping and all these other sports, because they said, hey, if you get hurt, it's on you. I know you're an American and you think you can get compensation if somebody does something wrong, but not here in New Zealand. There's no compensation for anything that happens. We don't do lawsuits down here. And I know lawsuits can get out of control, but I also think that compensation serves not only to help people who have been victimized by negligent actions, but also helps to get the negligent actors out of providing service, like the negligent people who are giving vaccines and really don't care about it. She said, but it was important to understand the vaccine program was still very safe in New Zealand. Last thing you want, she said, is for people to be fearful. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry about those elections, even though they tell you, oh, the Russians, oh, they're doing everything. But don't worry about it. They haven't changed anything. Look, I did that report, which has now been flushed down the memory hole by Gulag, by Google, when they shut down my report. I had a nurse come on, Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. And she said, we have a situation all the time. We have premature babies, and they are struggling to survive. But X number of days after they are born, regardless of the condition that they're in, we're going to give them these vaccines. And so They get them all together and they tell all the nurses, stand by. We're going to have a lot of kids that you're going to put in an intensive care unit because we're going to vaccinate them on schedule. We don't care. It was absolutely outrageous. Nobody reported it. Nobody reported it. I mean, we covered it here. We did an article about the interview and so forth. Mainstream media isn't going to cover it. Why aren't they going to cover it? Because Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and ABC, CBS, NBC, all of those people, they're all sponsored by the big vaccine companies. The government is owned by the big corporations. And you want the big corporations to be able to control content? You stupid liberals. You stupid people who think, oh, this is just private corporations all conspiring together to shut down outlets that are going to give you information that you need to know about your government, about these companies and their business practices, about what these companies that censored us are doing to spy on you, working in concert with the NSA and the CIA. Oh, you shouldn't know that. That should be shut down. And so, yeah, they have shut it down. So, you know, what is the issue with this? You know, was it the kids' fault? Well, that's another risk factor, isn't it? And nobody is screening your kid to see if they have any genetic problems or any immune problems. They just jab them. Shut up and get your vaccines finished. And we don't really care. It's rare. Yeah, might happen a couple of hours apart in the same hospital, but it's rare. Or maybe it was something that the nurses did. Some negligence there. Not having it refrigerated. There's another risk factor that they don't tell you about, right? So many different risk factors, but you're just told to shut up, take your vaccine, and if you don't like it, we'll send CPS to take your kids away. We'll make sure that your kids don't get an education. You know, when we look at this censorship that has happened to InfoWars, remember that it wasn't Alex that was the tip of the spear. It was Winnie the Pooh. Yes, first they came for Winnie the Pooh, then they came for Alex, next they come for you. Oh, a little bit of a rhyme there. How about that? They came for the poo, then they came for Jones, and they come for you. Look, this all began because people, as this Winnie the Pooh movie that's been done by Disney, this live-action Christopher Robin movie came out, people put up a joke meme showing President Xi walking with Obama because Obama's taller than him, and he's low. And so they put the two of them up and put the picture up there from that article. Put the picture up of the Winnie the Pooh and Tigger looking like Barack Obama and President Xi. There you go. Well, that got Xi upset. See, when you are an authoritarian dictator, you can get upset over little minor things. Now, you know, Big Pharma doesn't like it when we talk about their multi-billion dollar business. You say, well, yeah, I can understand that's a pretty big thing. The CIA doesn't like it when we talk about their torture program and wars that they create, the regime change stuff they do. But, you know, when you have absolute power, you can get absolutely upset over everything. And so he just tells Google, shut these guys down. And they shut them down. Why? Because the gulag does what the government wants, no matter how oversensitive the government is. And it gets down to that kind of silliness. And that's what we have invited here. Oh, Google is just a private company. They can do whatever they want.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
I'm going to get back into some of the speech issues as well as the sanctions against Iran, new sanctions against Russia based on a phony, false flag gas attack in the UK. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I've talked about that in the past. You know, it was when Julian Assange talked about that, that they really lowered the boom on him in the Ecuadorian embassy. They don't like people exposing their lies and their false flags. And so we're going to do that because I really don't care. I don't care if I got one person out there and nobody listening to me. I'm not going to be gagged by London and Langley about the wars that they're trying to start everywhere. But before we get into that, let's talk about a little bit of happy news here. Ford has celebrated the 10 millionth Mustang. And I had friends, their parents had a 64 Mustang convertible, 64, 65, I can't remember which one it was. We had a lot of fun doing joyrides in that. My first car was a 68 Mustang Fastback V8. You know, kind of like the car that Steve McQueen had in Bullet. That was a great car. Loved that car. Only thing wrong with it, it needed a manual transmission. But it had an automatic, but it could still leave 11s everywhere. Anyway, Ford is appealing to the sense of nostalgia for what is seen as the original Freedom vehicle. Yes, it was a Freedom vehicle for me. Let me tell you, folks, you get a car like that. Like I said, my first car, that was, back in the day, that was a rite of passage. You get a car, you had freedom. You could get a job to pay for that car. You go where you wanted, when you wanted. It was a great thing. And that was the essence of what cars were about freedom. I just talked to Eric Peters this week, and we were talking about that because he's got a blog. He talks about liberty as well as cars, because you can't separate the two. If the government is going to restrict your mobility, which is what they're working on very, very hard with the UN agenda, they had Agenda 21. Yeah, sometime in the 21st century, we're going to confine you to the cities. Then they got more specific. The UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. Yeah, we're going to get a lot more specific about it. Let's call them smart cities, and we're going to have many different ways that we're going to keep you confined into small areas. They didn't like the fact that in the mid-20th century, people were desperate to get out of the big cities. You know, the first suburbs were people trying to escape New York City. Got out into Levittown and Long Island and so forth. My wife grew up in one of those types of developments on Long Island. Born and lived in Brooklyn as a child, they were very anxious to get out of the city. That's nothing new. Thomas Jefferson said, cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man, and they always have been. Cities were nothing compared to what they are today, but they want to concentrate everybody back into the cities. The urban planners hate the fact that people were able to escape from the cities, as they hate the vehicle that took them out of the cities, the car. Oh, it's urban sprawl. We got to stop that. We got to shut down the suburbs. We got to keep people here. And so it's no surprise that the CEO of Lyft was an urban planner. And he talks about how evil cars are and how wonderful cities are. No, and he's got it exactly opposite. No, cars gave us freedom, not just for vacations, not just for commuting, but freedom in our life to go where you wanted, when you wanted. You don't have to wait in a line. You don't have to wait for some public transportation. You don't have to beg some giant corporation out of Silicon Valley to allow you to travel. They don't want you to comment on our website. They've taken Discus down now. They don't want you to be able to share our articles. They don't want you to be able to get our free app. How much longer is it going to be before they shut down the domain site under some pretense or something, right? Yeah, you think they're going to let you drive around as you want? So the Americans are going to have the theme of a freedom vehicle. This is the way they're going to celebrate the Mustang. Americans love the open road. Named after a horse that roams free in the American West. I can think of no other American car that captures love affair with the automobile that Americans have had. It is a freedom vehicle. All cars that you drive yourself, that you own yourself, regardless of the condition of the car, that is a point of freedom. It is a tool of freedom, and they want to take that away. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, one of the news articles I thought was kind of interesting was was actually on Drudge for a brief period of time. Democrat shoots a man after a heated political disagreement on Facebook. A Facebook dispute boiled over into real life on Monday when a Democrat drove over to another man's home and shot him in Tampa. They were having an argument online. Now, they did say this one guy was a Democrat. They didn't say the other guy was a Trump supporter. But if you look at the memes that they're going back and forth with each other on, he had a face of President Trump, a stylized face of President Trump that was made out of bologna slices and said something like, the president is full of bologna. So it was obviously going back and forth over President Trump. But the interesting thing is the Democrat got his AR-15 and his Glock, and he drove over to this other guy's house, which is 2 miles away. He goes out, he honks the horn. When the guy comes out, he starts shooting at him. Now, there's something wrong with that. And I said, as I tweeted this out yesterday, I said, you know, Democrats, you're just not thinking this stuff through. You know, when you applaud censorship by the big corporations, when you applaud gun control and having confiscation of AR-15s, how are you going to shoot the Trump supporters that you hate when all of your guns are confiscated? Just not thinking this thing through. You know, you got to have some way to act out on this. Now, they're not going to point out the hypocrisy of a Democrat who loves Obama and hates President Trump using his AR-15 to shoot this guy. Shoot him in the back, quite frankly. I mean, the guy is running away, and he shoots him in the buttocks as he's running away. Shoots him in the leg and the buttocks as he's running away. So he's obviously shooting a guy who is fleeing away from him and shooting him from behind. That's real bravery there from a Democrat. I'm sure that Rob Reiner is proud of this guy. Probably Michael Moore, too. And they probably, if they look at this and if they were to comment on it, they wouldn't talk about this particular incident and say, that's why we have to have gun control. No, what they would say is, good, we use their tools to attack them. I would imagine that's what they're looking at if they look at this. That's probably their take on this. And then their other take is going to be, and that's why we have to have control of Facebook because of hate stuff out there. Probably that Trump guy who provoked him into this. It's that Trump guy's fault. Those threats that he put out there. provoke this guy into doing that. So it was all the hate speech of this Trump guy. You know, just like they said in Chicago, it was Trump's fault. He held a rally in Chicago. That's their territory. And so it was okay for Antifa and the Democrats to physically attack people, to destroy their cars. That was okay, because that's their territory. It's those Trump people. They provoked them into that. And when we look at this, like I was saying in the last hour, you know, it was Winnie the Pooh that was the first one. You know, governments don't like criticism. Corporations don't like criticism. You make them look bad. You talk about what they're doing. And then, of course, you've got Google, like I call them, Gulag. Gulag looks at this and says, oh, no, we like dealing with you. We like the money that we can make, and we'll set up a program to censor your critics, because Gulag does what the government wants. That's right. Absolutely. One person said, oh, yeah, we got if they arrest Julian Assange, it's going to be Kristallnacht. And it's like, no. Kristallnacht was when all of the Silicon Valley big guys, in violation of their own rules, decided to take down one news site overnight. That was Kristallnacht. Now, when they come for Julian Assange and they haul him off to the gulag, or they try to execute him, that's the next step that the Nazis did. Right now, we're at the Kristallnacht book-burning stage. The next step is what they're planning to do to Julian Assange. And where does it stop? Like I read to you yesterday, as if it was some story that was happening. I read to you what's going on in Zimbabwe. People being hauled out of their houses with masked men, you know, kind of like Antifa, dragging the people out of their house, beating up on anybody, even if they're not political. It's like, I think you're with that political party. And then they start attacking people, burning houses. Or what they do in China, along with the help of Gulag, Google. And so just because people made a joke about President Xi, he doesn't like jokes. Tyrants don't like jokes. And neither do the companies in Silicon Valley. They don't like to look stupid. And they don't like to be made fun of. And so China bans Winnie the Pooh after President Xi was turned into a meme. But now it has become a resistance icon. Because now the people are fighting back, even though you have Gulag working with them. They're now fighting back, and they're putting memes up of Winnie the Pooh with resistance on his red shirt that he's wearing. And I think it's interesting when I look at this article from Zero Hedge. They say, well, while The Guardian notes that it is possible that the Pooh film was simply blocked due to China only allowing a certain number of foreign films in its theaters annually, the Huffington Post pointed out that Chinese censors have been relentlessly scrubbing Pooh-related material from the web. You understand what sycophants The Guardian has become? These people who once upon a time were bragging about the fact that they had been the source to put out the Julian Assange WikiLeaks and so forth. They were leading the attack. There he is. There's Winnie the Pooh with resistance written on him. The Guardian was leading the attacks against Tommy Robinson. After the judge, when Tommy Robinson was reporting outside the courtroom, the judge had him hauled in there, and within an hour or so, he's in prison. No trial. You're going to go to prison for, I forget how many months it was. It's like a year or something like that. 15 months, was it? I don't know. But anyway, you go straight to prison. No trial. No jury. You go straight to prison. And, oh, by the way, don't anybody report on this. And so Guardian was quiet. After a couple of days, the judge realized, wait a minute. If I lift that gag order, it's being reported by InfoWars and people over in the United States anyway. And they're only talking about how outrageous it is that I put a gag order on the press. Let me take that gag order off, because I know that the BBC and The Guardian will have my back. And they did. They said it's totally justified what that judge did. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't justified. And when the appeal judge let him out of prison and said this judge held him in contempt of things that had that he was not in contempt of, the restraining order had nothing to do with what he was doing. And he should have been given a due process. This was rammed through. It was a kangaroo court. It was a roo court. There you go. Going back to Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, it was Rue that sent him there, the Judge Rue. She jumped to the conclusions and didn't give him due process and was scolded by the appeals court judge for throwing him in without reason, for not giving him any due process. And the Guardian reported that and didn't talk about the fact that there was a gag order put on the press. Now, when it comes to this, the Guardian starts covering for China. What's up with that, Guardian? Why are you trying to explain away the censorship of China over Winnie the Pooh? Huffington Post is pointing out what's going on. Why is the Guardian now becoming the handmaid of tyrants in the UK and elsewhere? They've become apologists for statists everywhere. It's absolutely amazing to see what they have become. Shameful. Absolutely shameful. So as we look at this, remember, a couple of days ago, we showed you Media Matters, a George Soros organization, saying we've got to come after the climate deniers. They're out there putting out fake news about climate, and we've got to shut them down next. And now YouTube is dutifully doing that. BuzzFeed is proud of that. YouTube is fighting back against climate misinformation, you know, because BuzzFeed is now being publicized on the tombstone of where I had previously uploaded 1,400 videos for this show in less than a year. All those 1,400 videos were taken down, videos that I'd had up for several years talking about the Federal Reserve, the violation of the Bill of Rights in so many different areas, attacking the war on drugs, exposing vaccine companies. All those have been taken down, and now on the tombstone you can get links to BuzzFeed and Stephen Colbert. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists.
It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Headed, or do we? We can certainly see where a lot of this is headed. As we said the other day, InfoWars is just the tip of the spear. Maybe it was Winnie the Pooh. You know, that shows just how much detail Google will go to protect their masters. And if they'll do it over Winnie the Pooh and face the jeers of people, the mockery of people for censoring Winnie the Pooh because President Xi says so. Do you think that they would censor us for more serious issues? Yes, of course they would. And of course, the next one up was climate information. And we have BuzzFeed out there because they were, if not the first, they were one of the first to report that we've been taken down by all the Silicon Valley platforms, except for Twitter. Now Twitter is saying, well, I think that we're going to redefine hate speech so we can satisfy the calls to take down Alex Jones. So we're going to redefine that. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, if you want to fight back, we've got a new special, Fight the Bullies, Save the Internet, and Save InfoWars, our super special. So we put a lot of products on deep discount, things like BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, 40% off, plus free shipping. Super Male Vitality or Super Female Vitality, 50% off plus free shipping. Our Secret 12 Vitamin B12 formula and our Vitamin D Winter Sun, both of those are 40% off plus free shipping. DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. That is a big dollar savings, folks. It's very expensive for us to produce DNA Force. It helps to protect your mitochondrial health. And take a look at that. That's a very important supplement, and you can get that now 50% off. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our fighting back against the bullies who are trying to take over the Internet. And this is just the first site that they're going to shut down. Many people understand that. We're either going to hang together or we will hang separately on the issue of free speech. And it is really sad how many people from both parties don't value freedom of speech. You got 43% of Republicans, and I think it was somewhere up in the 80 or 90% for the Democrats, who want to shut down entire news organizations that they disagree with. You know, truth is no defense. That's what the judge told the jury when they tried to shut down freedom of the press with John Peter Zinger. The jury said, no, we think that truth is a defense in a defamation case, and we want a free press, and we will allow people that we don't agree with to be out there. We'll argue with them. We'll try to win that argument. But no, that's not the case anymore. Now the liberals just grab their gun or they grab Google and they say, kill that website. We don't like the information that's out there. All right, so let's take a look at how this is looking with YouTube fighting back, because a couple of days ago, the call went out by George Soros. We've got to shut down climate change. And of course, YouTube says, the gulag says, we're on it. We're on it right now. And the lead paragraph from the BuzzFeed article says the company is trying to combat scientific misinformation. Wikipedia has been helping Gulag to describe topics like global warming, the MMR vaccine and UFOs. Yeah, I just told you in the last hour about MMR vaccines. Oh, they got to shut that up. They took away your ability to get information. They don't want your consent, and they don't want you to know about the risks with vaccines to you or to your children. So you got to shut that down. Anybody talks about that, it's not enough just to shut down a documentary film about it. It's not enough to shut down the news organizations that will give you the information so you can make your choice, because they don't want you to have a choice. These people are not pro-choice about anything except killing your kids. They're not pro-choice about how you're going to educate your kids. They're not pro-choice about anything you're going to do, what you're going to drive, how much money you're going to make, how you're going to spend your money, how you're going to provide for your children's health care, whether or not you want them to have certain things. No, they're not even going to, you know, they say, well, it's my body, my choice. Not when it comes to vaccines, it isn't. If you choose to chop up your baby and let YouTube, or not YouTube, yeah, and let Planned Parenthood sell it for pieces, then YouTube will back them up on that. They're gonna be there helping Planned Parenthood. So when it comes to global warming or the MMR vaccine, oh, no, we've got to do that. So they got a picture here showing Prager University. And they have thing where we really stand on the issue of climate change. And under that video, they have this from Wikipedia. Global warming, also referred to as climate change. Oh, I thought you guys had dropped that term global warming because you were embarrassed that it wasn't happening. Is the observed century scale rise in average temperature of the Earth's climate system. This, folks, is, by the way, is why you can't trust Wikipedia. Wikipedia is not objective fact, and there are no settled scientific issues. Every time we have an advance in science, it is because one individual or other people challenge conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom has been frequently wrong. Every advance in science comes by challenging conventional wisdom, but now you're told it's an accepted science. Just as everybody was told it was accepted science that the universe circled around the Earth at one point in time, right? All the planets circle around the Earth, and the sun circles around the Earth. And that's accepted science. It was. They were very upset about that. This is what they're telling you. And this is BuzzFeed comes back and says, YouTube is now adding fact checks to videos that question climate change. BuzzFeed News has confirmed, as part of its ongoing effort to combat the rampant misinformation and conspiratorial fodder on its platform. So we are the conspiracy theorists if we say, show us the data. Show me the data. You're telling me there's global warming? Show it to me. They were the people with climate change at East Anglia University, at the University of Virginia, passing emails back and forth saying, we got to hide the decline. The models aren't working. We got to hide this from people. But we're now the ones who have conspiracy theories. No. What they were putting out and their models were a conspiracy theory. And they were conspiring with each other to hide the fact that the science, quote unquote, that they were putting out there was not working. Never did get that. It's interesting that those emails were eventually released after they fought against them. They were eventually released on a Russian server. Isn't that interesting? Top that information. Anyway, they say on July 9th, Google, Gulag, added a blurb of text underneath some videos about climate change, which, according to BuzzFeed, this is what they say, which provided a scientifically accurate explainer. An explainer? A scientifically accurate explainer. The text comes from Wikipedia. All right, think about that. Scientifically accurate information coming from Wikipedia. So they have spoken. Wikipedia has spoken. Bow down and worship. You know, the thing that got them so upset with Scott Pruitt was he said, if you're going to make policy on research that you do, you're going to have to publish your data so we can see it. I was part of a group that fought Michael Mann, the guy who invented the nonsense about the hockey stick climate temperatures, which hasn't happened. He fought tooth and nail. Said, you can't see my emails, even though he wrote these emails at work where he's being paid by the public. And his data was used to create public policy, and it had already been published. No, you can't see my original data. And they hated Scott Pruitt for saying, you're going to have to show your data. They don't want you to see this information.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic.
First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
That's right, they're coming for the revolutionaries. Everybody in Silicon Valley is here. I was just talking about how YouTube is now coming after the people who are questioning the science of climate change. It was global cooling, then it was global warming, and then it's like, all right, we don't know, but the climate is changing. You should be afraid, and you should turn over all of your control of your economy and energy generation. That should all be turned over to the government, and we'll control all that for you. because that's what they want. They want control of everything. So now we've got YouTube out there in tandem with Wikipedia, you know, because Wikipedia is real science. If you know how Wikipedia works, and if you look at the fake news up there about anything that you know about, if you know anybody that's on Wikipedia, for the most part, you're going to have people that hate that individual publishing false information about them. I mean, it's absolutely defamatory what gets up on Wikipedia on a frequent basis. It's garbage. Garbage. I hope I'm never on there. Do anything I can to stay off of there because it's trash. Absolute trash. And now these people are going to be supplying the real scientific information that's going to be at the bottom of videos. And as Prager University said, well, we were never notified that they were doing this to our videos. So they've done it to a lot of different organizations. PragerU, they had the Heritage Foundation, other people who were making scientific arguments that need to be heard, right? We can't have a scientific debate. We can't have a political debate. No, you have to accept what they say. And they're going to make sure that you do that. Folks, the internet has, from the very beginning, been a tool for precisely this. It was created by DARPA. It was created by a psychologist at DARPA. His name was J.C.R. Licklider. He even named it, called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. We shortened it to Internet. It was always a tool of psychological control. They want to know what the herd mentality is thinking, and they want to be able to control you. They feed you this information with Operation Mockingbird and so forth. They want to carefully control what you see, what you hear, and now what you're able to share. And then they want to be able to monitor how you respond to that to see if their narrative is working and how do they need to adjust it and so forth. It is scientific control of your mind. And this has been the plan for a very long time. So they're saying they're putting in place descriptions from Wikipedia next to videos on topics that spur conspiracy theories like the Oklahoma City bombing or the moon landing. They're always showing the moon landing and UFOs, right? It's like, we've got to control people on this vaccine issue. We've got to control them on these false flags that the government's doing. And we've got to control them on this nonsense about climate change. And let's throw in the moon landing and the UFOs, too. Okay, so we won't have that discussion. Said it might be confusing to some people, but that's probably better than just accepting the denier video at face value. That's somebody from Yale. Yeah, this is where this is all coming from. And so YouTube and Gulag said that they didn't notify users who had uploaded the affected videos. It said despite claiming to be a public forum and a platform open to all, YouTube and Gulag is clearly a left-wing organization. No, it's agitprop. Agitation propaganda. That was a person at PragerU said that. Somebody at, let's see, this is a YouTuber, Tony Heller, called it propaganda. He understands what it is. He also makes, and this is BuzzFeed, he also makes climate denial videos. We're not denying the climate. We're denying your conclusions about it. And we're pointing out the fact that your own data shows that there is no increase, that there was actually a decline, and that you guys were writing emails back and forth that you tried to cover up saying, how do we hide this decline? Because it doesn't match what we're telling everybody. We're lying to them about it. You're conspiring to lie to the public, and you're still doing it. But now you're doing it with the masters of the internet. And organizations like BuzzFeed are complicit in this, saying a YouTuber, Tony Heller, who also makes climate denial videos, said putting propaganda at the bottom of all climate videos is what Gulag is doing right now. And then BuzzFeed comes back. It's not just the misleading climate videos. The same climate blurb was appended to dozens of videos explaining the evidence and the impacts of climate change. Oh, come on. Give me a break. Even Obama's education secretary, Ann Duncan, said the educational system is failing our kids by any objective standard. Because they're not concerned with objective education. It is a tool of social engineering, folks. But Ann Duncan went on Face the Nation. She said, we say that we value education, but we never vote on education. We never hold politicians accountable at local, state, or national level for getting better results, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the solution is always spending more money, right, Ann? No, it isn't. The solution definitely isn't to have a Department of Education where education is controlled from Washington. Absolutely not the solution. As a matter of fact, as I've reported, the districts that spend the most per capita on education are the ones who have the lowest results. They talk about in this story from Activist Post, only 34% of 8th grade students in American public schools were proficient in math in 2017. Well, you know what? And the ones where they spend the most, like in New York City, where they spend over $21,000, in Washington, D.C., where they spend about the same amount, and Boston and so forth, they're getting less than 5% who are proficient in math or who can read. Less than 5% where they spend the most amount of money. It doesn't have anything to do with money. It's because they're pushing this nonsense like climate change and other things like that. So when they put this stuff up and when they start putting warnings and everything, when they start editorializing over your videos with Wikipedia, is Google a publisher? I think they are. What does it mean when they are a publisher? Let me play for you. This is a clip we played yesterday from Nigel Farage. He talked about what it means when they become publishers. They are accepting liability when they become publishers. They always said they were not publishers, but they are. Here's Nigel Farage.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Mark Zuckerberg has always claimed that Facebook was a platform for all ideas. Fine. You know, in doing that, he says, I'm not a publisher, I'm just a means of people putting out their messages. You know, whatever you think of Alex Jones and InfoWars, and, you know, you may say, hey, this guy's a bit out there. The point is, he's got a big following, he has an opinion, and if you believe in free speech, if you believe in your First Amendment rights, people should be allowed to do this. I would say that by banning Jones, by shadow banning many others, Facebook and others are now effectively becoming a publisher, and that means because they're taking editorial decisions, they should be open to being sued as other media organizations are.
Now, I would argue, because look, we're all looking at how to find some balance here, because we do clearly see it's unfair. We see ranging from congressmen being shadow banned to celebrities who have the wrong opinions, might be somewhat conservative, that we're trying to find a framework, especially with mainstream media being 85% liberal, and we see that push, but we're the content in social media, which gives us an edge.
All right, let's hold it there, because you're trying to make some excuses for this. Nigel Farage had an op-ed piece that he put out, and he said, this week's announcement by YouTube, Facebook, Apple, Spotify represents a concerted effort, and to that we can add Discus, who have removed the comments from all of our websites. We see a concerted effort of proscription and censorship that could just as soon see any of us confined to the dustbin of social media history. He said they are publishers in the same way that we regard news outlets as publishers. They may use more machine learning and automation, and of course, that makes them even more dangerous, doesn't it? Just as William Binney said that the current system that we have with the NSA and the CIA, he says it's far worse than anything that the Stasi had in East Germany, because it is far more sophisticated and technological. And so this censorship that these people are lowering on us after they've lured everybody into the free internet and their free services, now they close the doors and turn on the gas. He said their systems clearly take editorial positions. We need to hold them to account in the same way that we would any other publisher. If someone, anyone, publicly defames me on Twitter, then why isn't Twitter then accountable for publishing damaging untruths? See, by assuming the status of gatekeeper, they become a publisher. And YouTube is definitely, definitely a publisher. Gulag is out there editorializing on all of these videos that are up there. Now, Twitter said, we didn't shut down InfoWars because it didn't violate our rules. So then he comes out later on and he says, well, we're not shadow banning anybody. Yeah, no, we know that you are. Actually, told that to Hannity. But now he says, maybe we need to change those rules. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to take a look. What's going on with the sanctions, newest sanctions, based on the false flag gas attack in the UK. But I got one more thing to say, because as we look at Twitter, again, he came out and he says, well, I haven't taken it. Everybody was criticizing him because he's one of the only big Silicon Valley company that didn't censor. You know, what's the matter with you? You're not part of the club. You know, how are you going to save face at the country club or the sushi bar, as I said, you know, with his bento box, right? All these little trendy places that he goes, he's going to be persona non grata. Got to do something about it. So Jack Dorsey goes on to Sean Hannity and lies, saying he's not shadow banning. Look, even his policy statement says, well, you know, we don't shadow ban people. Now, you may have to look really hard for them and go to their site and say, well, that sounds like what you're talking about. It's what we have observed and documented that you are doing on your site. But then he came back and he said, and I said, well, good for him if he's really going to do that, if he's going to stand up to the pressure of people to shut down free speech, good for him. Because he said, we've got our rules. They didn't violate our rules. Now he comes out and he says, but maybe we need to change our rules so we can take them down. He says, we're going to accelerate a crackdown on hate speech. And that they are also, listen to this, looking to evaluate whether to punish users for off-platform behavior. Oh, how arbitrary is that? I don't like the way that you act, it doesn't even have anything to do with what you do on Twitter. We just don't like you. Don't tell me that they're not already doing this. They shut down Roger Stone a long time ago, not because of anything that Roger Stone did. They shut him down because they didn't like Roger Stone. And they shut down his news site because they didn't like it on Twitter months and months and months ago. And as he pointed out, he said, look at these liberal commentators. Look at how vicious and profane their language is. He says, I've never used language like that. I've never attacked people this viciously on Twitter. Oh, but he's gone and the other people are not. The other people on the left. Antifa, they're not gone, right? They're not gone from these sites like Facebook and so forth. So now they're going to look at things off of Twitter. That explains it all. They've been doing that a very long time. Oh, I don't like you. I don't like you. So it doesn't matter what you do or don't do on Twitter. We're going to shut you down, says Twitter. Jack Dorsey. And this is in response to one of his engineers who said, well, okay, you say that you're going to leave InfoWars up because it didn't break any rules. Well, I'm not happy with that. And this engineer by the name of Marina Zhao, Z-H-A-O, I don't know if she's Chinese. Whether she's Chinese or not, she needs to go work for the Chinese dictator because here's her attitude. She said, there is no honor in resisting outside pressure just to pat ourselves on the back for being impartial. No, Marina, there is honor in free speech. You may not appreciate it. You may have been taught to hate the values that our Western society is built on of tolerance, of real tolerance. These people who say, we can't tolerate this stuff in the name of tolerance. These people are too intolerant. Shut them up. No. We've had that debate. We had it centuries ago. But, of course, all you children have grown up in a school system that has been there to propagandize you, to control what you see and hear, to make sure you don't know what our history is. We fought all these wars centuries ago. And we understood the solution. And you have been confined and corralled into a different version of history so that you don't know where that leads. Now, all this stuff about hate speech, again, they don't have any definition of this. And as this all hit, Breitbart a couple of days ago put up a thing. Flashback. Remember when Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was asked to define hate speech when he went before the Senate and he couldn't do it or wouldn't do it? It said, following Facebook's decision to ban multiple InfoWars-related pages for violating their hate speech policies, it's interesting to look back to April when Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg refused to define what hate speech was when testifying before the Senate. He was asked by Ben Sasse, said, can you define hate speech? Zuckerberg, Senator, I think that this is a really hard question. I think it's one of those reasons why we have to struggle with it. There are certain definitions that we have around that were calling for violence or... Sasse interrupted him and said, no, let's just agree on violence, okay? Well, actually, they don't because Zuckerberg doesn't have a problem with Antifa. Let's just agree on that. But if somebody's calling for violence, then it shouldn't be there. I'm worried about the psychological categories around speech. You used language of safety and protection earlier. We see this happen on college campuses across the country, and it's dangerous. And then he comes back, he says, 40% of Americans under the age of 35, this is Sasse telling this to Zuckerberg, said this is what people like this engineer, Marina Zhao, I bet she's one of these people. She's been so educated at her university that she doesn't think that there's any value in having free speech and being impartial. There's no honor in being impartial. They don't understand the discussions that we had as part of the Enlightenment. This is part of the benighting that is going on in our country. Maybe that's what I should rename my program. Benighted Nation. Because that's what we have become thanks to our higher education. Zuckerberg, Sasse did, 40% of Americans under age 35 tell pollsters they think the First Amendment is dangerous because you may use your freedom to hurt somebody else's feelings. Guess what? There's some really passionately held views about abortion on this panel today. Can you imagine a world where you might decide that pro-lifers are prohibited from speaking about their abortion views on your platform? I said, oh, gee, I wouldn't want that to be the case. Well, that is exactly what is going to be the case. As a matter of fact, Facebook didn't just shut us down. They shut down a ad campaign from a congressional candidate, Elizabeth Hang, as they point out in this article, said it was too shocking for their platform. Why? Because it showed the history. I think it was in Cambodia, but it was a bunch of communist Antifa that were murdering people. I think it was the purge by the Red Brigades and Cambodia. She said, I'm sure it's shocking for people to hear about this kind of injustice, but it is reality. Yeah, it's a reality. People need to hear about it. You know what's not real? All the stuff that the Trump administration is basing these sanctions on Russia for, this UK chemical attack. State Department announced yesterday that it will impose a new round of sanctions on the Russian state and on affiliated individuals following the Kremlin's chemical attack on the United Kingdom, which never happened. State Department said, following the use of Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to assassinate UK citizen Sergei Skripal and his daughter, blah, 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 back in August. Well, and then in this article here from NTK Network, they say, one UK citizen died after coming into contact with the chemical residue from the attack. Yeah, 4 months later, that's an important fact that you left out, 4 months later. Why? Because if it was Novichok, as Putin laughed, he said, hey, nobody died. They would be dead if it was Novichok. You hear about nerve gas all the time? Novichok is 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas, which is our nerve gas. And it degrades very quickly. So it was kind of interesting as they took that sample. It took them a long time. You know, they were saying, you admit that you're behind this right now. We're going to do something. We're going to invade Syria. We're going to do all this. That was Theresa May and Nikki Haley. You admit to this. And, of course, the police detectives that were there in the U.K., weren't nearly as good a detectives as Theresa May and Nikki Haley. I mean, you know, they make Holmes and Watson look pretty pathetic. These other guys, Inspector Lestrade, they said, well, you know, we got 200 or 300 detectives. We're going to have to really study this, do an investigation. That's going to take a few months for a couple hundred people to look through this. But no, Theresa May and Nikki Haley and even Boris Johnson had it solved right away. They knew exactly what was there. And they wanted the Russians to come clean and confess. And the Russians said, we'd like to see the evidence. Can we see the evidence? No, you can't see the evidence. Well, about a month later, they sent a sample to a Swiss lab, which is one of only about a half dozen that are authorized by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They analyzed it. And what did they find? They found BZ gas, which is a chemical weapon. It is a class 2 chemical weapon because it has industrial uses. A class 1 has no industrial use. It is simply a weapon. But it can kill you. It can make you very sick. It can give you opioid-like symptoms, which is what they described with Skripal and his daughter on the bench. And as a matter of fact, if it was Novichok, you saw all the people going around and all the hazmat suits and everything. Oh, that was after a doctor had worked with them for 30 minutes thinking, you know, they're under an opioid attack here or something. She worked with them with no protection at all for a half hour. She didn't get sick. We had false reports that 40, 50 people were sick. No, the hospital shut that down. No, that didn't happen either. And when the Swiss lab looked at it, they said, well, we got BZ gas here. And there is a trace of Novichok, but it is virgin and undegraded. Now, they put that in there. They didn't draw any conclusions for people. They knew that anybody who knew what was going on, they didn't want to come in and say, you know, it looks like this was just put in there by the UK government, because it did look like it was just put in there by the UK government. This is all happening as they were pulling off their other false flag attack that was done by the White Helmets in Syria. And it was their annual Let's Invade Syria because Assad is using gas attack. They had to sex it up a little bit more with something different. And, of course, Robert Fisk exposed all of that nonsense from the White Helmets. He did some good journalistic work there in Syria. And we have talked about what nonsense it was in the UK. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Patrick in the Great
nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Bowing to congressional pressure. Reports NPR, bowing to congressional pressure, the Trump administration has announced new sanctions to punish Russia for a nerve gas attack in the UK on former spy Sergei Skripal. Bowing to congressional pressure. No, they're bowing to pressure. Yes, some of it was from some neocons in Congress, but it's ultimately coming from the military-industrial complex, from the deep state, from the CIA and its London-Langley axis. Folks, these are the same people who pressured the lords of the internet to sanction InfoWars because they don't like what we're telling people. And because this whole thing doesn't hold water, it's so patently absurd. Remember when we had CNN go to Syria and they had the CNN reporter smelling some rags saying, yeah, I don't smell any nerve gas on this. Well, if there was nerve gas, A, you wouldn't smell it. B, you would be dead. The other part of this is that they had the UK actually telling people, go contaminate yourself. Use some baby wipes. No, baby wipes don't do it for you. There you go. There's the meme. Yeah. Nerve gas, no problem. Just wipe it down with baby wipes. And as Russia points out in response to these new sanctions, they said this is the theater of the absurd. And they are absolutely right. The theater of the absurd continues, tweeted the Dmitry Polyansky, first deputy permanent representative of Russia to the UN. No proofs, no clues, no logic, no presumption of innocence, just highly likelies. Only one rule. Blame everything on Russia, no matter how absurd, no matter how fake it is. Let's welcome the U.S. sanctions, the United Sanctions of America. And he called the U.S. a police state. Because you know what? It is a police state if they can get away with this kind of propaganda stuff. And if they can pronounce this as being a solved crime, like I said, even better than Holmes and Watson, Theresa May and Nikki Haley, they knew it. She was more certain that this was the Russians behind a gas attack than Theresa May was certain about Brexit. Oh, she knew that. She knew that was going to work, yeah. The idiots who are actually the investigators said, well, we're not really sure. Interestingly enough, The Guardian, says, well, the sanctions come at a time when UK authorities appear to be making progress in the investigation. What? How many months has this been since the attack? And they're making some progress in the investigation? But I thought that Theresa May and Nikki Haley had this solved the very first day. They don't need no investigation. They've got it solved. They're making progress in the investigation? What kind of progress? Absolutely amazing. You know, George Galloway, and we've had him on InfoWars in the past, member of Parliament for nearly 30 years, had a great editorial. And, of course, he had to publish it on RT. But listen to what he had to say. You know, the other part of this that's so silly, besides the fact that nobody died, the fact that you had a doctor that was working on the Skripals without any protective clothing and so forth, that they had opioid symptoms that would be consistent with BZ that was found by the lab, that there was pristine, undegraded, virgin samples of Novichok that were there weeks and weeks after that, hadn't degraded. And then, 4 months later, you have a couple who, at another location, comes in contact with something that makes them sick and the lady dies. Now, if Novichok is degrading pretty quickly, why would that happen? And, you know, why did they die and why did the spies who were targeted not die? And so George Galloway says, for a program that Boris Johnson told us had been 10 years in the making, that it cost presumably millions of dollars to develop, to train agents to put poison on a doorknob, a 20% success rate must be a bitter disappointment. Only, you know, actually, there was also a detective that was allegedly poisoned. So this is only one out of five people who died. So four out of five supposedly affected by Novichok have survived the attack. A polythene bag would have been rather more effective method of assassination. Just put a plastic bag over their head and choke them out. He said, moreover, so little of their training had the assassins absorbed that they apparently discarded the valuable deadly nerve agent in a perfume bottle in a park and just left it there for somebody to mistakenly take it home and play with it for a while until they squirted it, and then it killed them. None of this adds up, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us in this segment is Steve Quayle. He's been a frequent guest at InfoWars and on this program. Steve has a program coming up on September the 14th. You can find it at gen6.com. It is a series of several nights. So we're going to start there on a Friday night. Goes through Sunday. A lot of presentations. I'm the keynote speaker on Friday night. And we're going to be talking about transhumanism. You know, the same people that have taken control of the Internet this week, establishing their control, marking their territory by taking down InfoWars all at the same time. Facebook, Google, and of course YouTube that's owned by Google. Now Twitter is also saying they're going to do the same thing. All exercising their control to take control of the Internet at the same time. These are the people who were told, we don't have to worry about artificial intelligence. We don't have to worry about robotics. You know, Google doesn't only own all the search engines and everything that's happening there. They're not only working hand in glove with the Chinese tyrants, but they bought every single one of the robotics companies in the DARPA competitions that was promising. Anybody that had anything that could keep its balance and take a couple of steps, they bought. They own Boston Dynamics. You've seen all those creepy robot videos and so forth. So don't be afraid of that. And, of course, Google or Gulag also is buying every company that is showing any promise in artificial intelligence. Ray Kurzweil, who has talked about transhumanism for a long time, is something of a religion to him, talking about the singularity. When we merge with machines, when we transcend our humanity. And he works for Google now as well. Every one of these things, you go down the line, you can see the same masters of the universe taking over all these technologies. And these are technologies that if they don't get out of control in a very explosive way, as some kind of a massive event. There you go. There's some of the Boston Dynamic robots. If that doesn't happen, the kind of disruptive change and the kind of tyranny that we're now seeing put in place in the Internet is going to be in place in every aspect of our lives. is going to be in place in terms of our transportation, the way that we live, and whether or not we're allowed to work or even allowed to live. And so joining us now is Steve Quayle. Again, you can find that conference at gen6.com. And oh, by the way, if you want to get a discount, we're just about sold out on the live audience. There's the mansion there in Branson, Missouri. It's got about 3,000 seats. That's just about sold out, or maybe it is sold out. Steve can give us an update on that. You can stream that. And if you want to buy the streaming package, you can get that at 10% off using the code ALEX. So joining us now is Steve Quayle. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
Well, I'm so glad to be here, David, because in your introduction, I think most people need to understand that the attack against Alex and all of us and alt media, this is a beta test of AI in its inception phase.
Yes.
And this is something that people have got to understand. AI is not just something that, oh, computer geeks have come up with. This is the control mechanism and what I call the assassination algorithms, coined that term about 10 years ago, that are now being implemented, David. And I think that, you know, it used to be, well, AI would just be left in the world of the computer. No, every single aspect of our life is going to be transformed. And the transhumanists, which you gave, you know, a wonderful introduction to, Kurzweil and others, they really believe in transcendence. Now, for those of you that saw Johnny Depp's movie, that was pretty close to real. But I think Gulag, and, you know, I'm going to start calling Google Gulag, because we are.
It is a prison that they've lured everybody into. You know, they get you in there, they shut the gate, and then they turn on the gas. I mean,
right. Seriously. And the thing that's important for people to understand is that with the electronic net, you know, when we first talked about the World Wide Web and the Internet, and it was interesting because a web is something that you trap prey in, obviously a spider web, and then a net is something that you contain the catch in. So I maintain, and I, you know, in my new book, Terminated, I maintain that Google is Skynet. And I've come to the conclusion, David, that ultimately, and we're already seeing glimpses of it, that AI, artificial intelligence, and by the way, I don't believe it's artificial. I believe that all, here's a statement, all technology has a spiritual root to it. And the spiritual root is why that evil that Alex talks about, you talk about, those who are on talk radio talk about, that evil is now permeating. And again, what I see is I'm seeing a, if you will, a possession taking place. This isn't a Stephen King novel. And what we're what we're coming up with now is the implementation of a total global net and crackdown. And I'm making this statement, and I'm telling everybody, you've got to stand. You've got to stand with Alex. You've got to stand with alternative news. And look, even if you don't like me, agree with me, like Alex, agree with him, like David, agree with him, but you agree with the idea, the fundamental premise of freedom of speech, then you've got to stand up, rise up, speak up, and do not let the 4% of the Antifa and the technocrats control the narrative. We've got to take back the narrative, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why we do in alt media what we do. By the way, David, I was notified yesterday by somebody in the government that now I am totally banned on government computers. It doesn't matter if it's a Pentagon. Yeah, I'm totally banned. And I just got my Google, not Google stats. I just got my website stats. We use another system for tracking. And they've cut me back. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. They're denying access to close to 80% of what my audience used to be.
Yeah.
And that's statistical. Yep.
So that's what I saw. I got this message from them back in April and said, we've just looked at a video and said that it's not eligible for ad serving. And it's like, well, we don't serve ads. Why did we manually reviewed that? And at that point, they cut my stuff by 90%. And so, you know, they're coming after you at this point. You know, you talked about the fact that AI is already behind this. That's one of the things that makes this so dangerous. When I've talked to William Binney, former NSA technical head globally for decades, he watched the NSA. That's what use it interchangeably. He watched the Stasi. They have now become the NSA has now become the Stasi. He watched them in East Germany for decades. And he said, what we have now is already far, far more dangerous than what the Stasi had, because they were like using 3x5 cards, and they were using human snitches to inform on everybody, and they couldn't process all the information, but now they can do it algorithmically. And so that's what, when I was talking about the back and forth in congressional testimony, that Zuckerberg was saying when they tried to pin him down and say, tell us what hate speech is. And he kind of wiggles around and so forth, and he says, well, we're going to have algorithms that are going to determine that. Yeah, we know. That's the real danger. You can't even or won't define what hate speech is. He's got an idea of what hate speech is, but he just won't be honest with us about what that is. But he's got some algorithm that he's going to be feeding some criteria to this artificial intelligence, and then it's going to apply that criteria. He won't tell us what that criteria is, and then it's going to be applied globally to everything all at once, just like we saw happen with InfoWars. Sites that had been up and videos that had been up for years and years that they had no problem with, that they gave us no warning, all of a sudden, within 12 hours, all of these internet giants decide they're going to take it down. Everybody but Twitter. Now Twitter says, well, they didn't break our rules, but we're going to change the rules. That's where we are right now.
Well, I think that people need to understand that when freedom of speech goes, so do the lives that believed in it. And this is something that, and I'm serious, okay? Let's forget about artificial intelligence algorithms and just do the double A. I believe, and I, you know, years ago, almost 2.5 decades ago, I broke the red list, the blue list, and the green list. And that was from somebody who was high up in the government, in the Environmental Protection Agency, who it cost him his life to say that. He was murdered. Again, another accident. But where we're at now, David, is simply this. Again, people have got to understand that there is an evil, a global evil, that they can't just sit passively by. And now with 5G coming on and all the different mind control experiments that have gone on for years and years and years. And by the way, William Binney is, in my opinion, one of the most brilliant, truly wonderful, patriotic men I've ever listened to.
And very brave man.
And I have the highest appreciation for him. But here's the thing.
Hang on, Steve. We've got to take a break. We're going to be right back. We've got to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle. Again, that site is Gen6, GENSIX.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you, more than ever,
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You know, we've had the Stone Age, we've had the Agrarian Age, we've had the Industrial Age, then we had the Information Age. You know, they skip over now. They don't really like to talk about the Atomic Age because that didn't fulfill the promises that they were telling everybody. We were going to have electricity. It was going to be too cheap to meter, right? Didn't quite work out that way. We got Fukushima. We got Chernobyl. We got mutually assured destruction. But we didn't get that other stuff. But now, after we've had the Stone Age, Agrarian Age, Industrial Age, Information Age, now they're talking about the Hybrid Age. Unlike those other technological ages, this isn't really as much technical engineering as it is social engineering. In the Hybrid Age, they're really seeking to change society and humanity, the essence of who humans are. So we have a conference that's coming up. It's the biggest conference of its kind that's ever been done. It's the Transhumanist Conference. It's being organized by Steve Quayle. It's going to be in Branson, Missouri, September the 14th. You can get tickets to it at gen6.com. I think we still have some tickets there at the conference, but of course you can stream it live and you can get a discount off of the streaming using the code ALEX. Just for our listeners, ALEX, you can get 10% off the streaming code there. And it's a conference on transhumanism and the hybrid age. That's the key thing there, Steve, I think, is the fact that it's not as much. These other things were really kind of done, labeled after the fact. You know, we had the printing press. Somebody didn't come out and say, you know, we're going to change the way everybody thinks by printing books or whatever. No, they started printing books and it changed everything. People in retrospect went back and said, you know, this is a major turning point in history when people could get information and could print books and so forth. So all these other labels are put there in retrospect after technological developments and tools and so forth. But now they're plotting on something in advance. You know, they want to change humanity in a certain way. And that is their goal, not just to help us. Not just to make things better, but to change us. And I think that's the key thing that is different that we're looking at right now. And they've got a very short time frame in which they want to accomplish this as well. That's the other part of it. But your comments.
Well, I think that their time frame is accelerating, but it's also becoming more intense. We always talk, David, about the acceleration, but the intensity. It's like a tsunami. It's like the wave. The tsunami's power is under the surface. And what they're doing now is basically, and I've been told this by all the different people I talk to that obviously won't give their names and can't give their names. But the thing is, AI, they're looking for 100% transparency. Let me define that. Everything you think, do, say, everything you ponder, it's like, you know, a Tom Cruise movie on pre-crime. Right. But here's where it's important. And what you just made the statement is the critical point. The people who are doing this are avowed Satanists. And I want to remind everybody, a man is more known by his enemies than by his friends. When you see who Alex's enemies are, when you see President Trump's enemies, when you see my enemies, when you see the entire, if you will, elite's list of enemies, You've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to stand with us. I'm talking about those of you with seven-figure, eight-figure, and nine-figure net worths. You've got to step up to the pump because the technocrats are almost given, if you will, the garden of eating, E-A-T-I-N-G, up of humanity by all the money that has come into being. And David, you said something about the Stasi. I remember, you know, years ago when the United States government hired Marcus Wolf and a guy by the name of Primakov. And did you see Google just made the announcement yesterday that they are the day before that Angela Merkel should be president of the world? Do you guys all know who Angela Merkel's ties?
I didn't say Google said that.
Yes.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Yeah. She's already she's right there. It's the head of the globalists. And of course, she's accomplished what Hitler couldn't do, taking over Europe.
Yep, and this is something else people need to understand. There is absolutely, and how do I say this, an unbroken chain of linking her to the Stasi, remember? And they've covered that up. But for the record, when we're seeing what we're seeing now, whether it was Operation Paperclip, there we have it on the screen, you know, the thing is, if Google's crowning her and Google's Skynet, what does that make her? The Terminatrix? Great, now we've got the Terminatrix instead of the Dominatrix. And we've got everybody else getting ready to absolutely yield their power unto the beast. And let me talk about this. In the book of Revelation, it talks about a beast that the kings of the earth give their or yield their power to. This Branson conference is so important. You made the statement, there is nothing like it in the world. Never been. And the I believe this. People need to understand. If they can't get there, I think we've got less than 50 tickets left. They can absolutely go on live streaming, get last year's streaming for free. But here's the thing. Everything changes, and you can hold me to this. After about the third week in September, everything is going to accelerate, and it's going to become more intense, and it's going to deal with the evil that's going to be released. Even now, as you and I are talking, I mean, we got Israel and Gaza going at it, what, 175 rockets from Gaza into Israel, and now the word behind the scenes is this is the whole, if you will, Middle East war getting ready to happen. And Iran will step into it. We'll step into it. Russia will be there. Syria will be there. And it's going to get absolutely beyond measure. But here's the thing about AI. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the primary directive of the globalists is to destroy 90% of the Earth's population. Mm-hmm. Now you can be terminated genetically. The Human Genome Project was never about just discovering the genomes of man, but I think the human genome or genomic sequence, it was more than that. And so what you're looking for, if you will, imagine resurrecting the most evil entities ever known in the history of the world. Yet now we've got the Marxist takeover. And let me just make a plea really quick, David. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States is undergoing a complete go for the gold ring by the Marxist communists. And we're seeing Saul Alinsky's points put into play. And Saul Alinsky, remember, is who Hillary Clinton and everybody in the left yields to, including the technocrats. So yeah, sorry.
He dedicated his book to Lucifer.
Yeah.
He put that
and
out
so,
there.
So,
made
yep,
no
and
point.
So,
and no question about it. I'm sure he was just joking, wasn't he, Steve?
No. And now they're talking about an AI god. I don't believe that could be any more, I don't think it could be any more in your face that they are going to give their power into the beast. And by the way, one of the acronyms for beast was Battlefield Engagement and Systems Technology. Hmm. So, you know, it's important that people understand this. We are undergoing a Luciferian push for world control using all the little Lucys. My good friend Hawk, a radio talk show host guy, he named them the Lucys, and they're going for the gold ring. The gold ring is the end of humanity. That's why designer babies. And by the way, sex with robots. David, when I addressed that, 20 years ago, people just thought I was over the edge. There are still people that are over the edge. And I say, you can't even get close enough to the edge to see what those of us who were on the edge saw 20 years in advance. But what's important?
It's like every other day now, we see another story about sex robots and so forth, and how more proficient they're getting. If you want to put it that way. But we're going to keep you for one more. Exactly. We will keep you for one more segment because I want to talk a little bit more about this genetic thing. You know, there's a couple of different ways that this is being sold to people. The big promise to everybody, of course, is the same promise from the Garden of Eden. You'll live forever, and you will have godlike power. Now technology has become a religion. And one of the, well, we'll talk about DNA when we come back. Stay with us.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60 plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Myco ZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Myco ZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Myco ZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
You know, we talk about the weapons of mass destruction. We've been drugged into wars over false accusations of weapons of mass destruction. People rightfully concerned about nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. But we now have four new categories of weapons of mass destruction, potentially. The acronym, if you want to remember it, is GRAIN: genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology. All of those are technologies that could be very, very good. They could also be used maliciously. So that's the good, the bad, and then there's the ugly. It could be used in a stupid way. They could get out of control. And so when we look at this and we're talking about artificial intelligence, we're talking about the blanket censorship of InfoWars, the idea that just a couple of months ago, Zuckerberg couldn't or wouldn't give a definition of hate speech as he was being interviewed by senators over what Facebook was planning to do, you know, because they have so much power. Absolutely amazing. And I don't think it is so much hate speech as it is the sort of thing where they have applied artificial intelligence, which is very different than general artificial intelligence. General artificial intelligence, I've talked to Hugo de Garrison, by the way, he's going to be one of the speakers at this transhumanist conference. So we're talking about gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, that you can get tickets to. I'm going to be a speaker there. Hugo de Garrison, who wrote about the Artelect War. He also wrote about godlike intelligences that would be, you know, the general intelligence that becomes self-aware. But before that, the idea that some elitist billionaires would use their technological leverage, as we've just seen this last week, to oppress and to destroy other people. So I don't think when we're looking at hate speech, I don't think it's so much that Mark Zuckerberg is going to try to have his AI, which he says is going to do the censorship for him. It's not so much he's going to have it go out there and assess what hate speech is, because I don't know if he even has any rules for it, but it's going to be more like, I hate this guy, erase all of his speech on the internet, because that's what we've seen this week. But I want to get into with you, Steve. Steve Quayle is our guest. And of course, you can find him at stevequayle.com. Also, truelegendstheseries.com is another website that he has. Besides the conference. And, oh, by the way, and if you want to get the streaming of the conference, you can get 10% off using the code ALEX. That's A-L-E-X. Use that code. You can get 10% off of that streaming conference. There's coming up on September the 14th. But let's talk a little bit about genetics, Steve, because one of the things I think people don't understand, a lot of people don't realize the difference when we're talking about GMO and genetic modification and so forth. They don't understand. They say, well, you've had all different kinds of dogs, and we have selectively bred dogs and horses and cattle and so forth for very different characteristics. We've achieved a great deal of variance in that because of the richness of the DNA. But this is something that is very different because we have, since we have a common creator, God created and designed DNA, and DNA is a structure that is there in plants as well as in animals. So you can combine and mix and match any kind of animals or even plants and animals if you do genetic modification. And the thing that is concerning about this, I think, Steve, is the fact that, you know, they'll talk about how, well, we can use genetic modification to destroy or to alter viruses or to attack them in a new and unique way. Yeah, that'd be good. But then when we talk about CRISPR, it's not necessarily just a scalpel. It can also be like a chainsaw or a hand grenade going off. It doesn't always work exactly like a surgical strike with this. But there are things that you can do for a mature individual, giving them medical treatment using genetic technology to try to attack that. But the thing that concerns everybody is when they go in at the embryo level and start making changes. Because when you do that, you are, when you're working with an individual, they call that somatic changing of the DNA. But when you go in and work with the individual, they call that changing the seed. And that really kind of takes us back to Genesis 6 again, doesn't it? When it Satan, who wanted to destroy mankind, said, I will destroy his seed. So if you go in and you start messing with the embryo, and this is what everybody, all the ethicists are concerned about. They said, we got to put a ban on this until we really, really know what we're doing, because we could, any changes that we make at the seed level will be passed on to future generations for better or worse.
Well, the war is for the seed of humanity. The males in America's sperm count is to the point where we can no longer reproduce our own. And this is not a we can no longer produce the population necessary to sustain our life. So the geneticists are absolutely, I guess you'd say they're in a quantum perplexity mode, because already, David, you know, they're not even messing just with the human embryo. They're trying to engineer around it. They're taking, obviously, sperm and ovum, and they're making out of different cells in the body They're making their own embryo. So, you know, Jesus said this, and this is really important for people to understand. Never have the words of Jesus been more important than this. He said, if he didn't intervene in human history, there'd be no flesh left alive. Now, you yeah. said CRISPR technology, gene splicing on an unimaginable level. By the way, that was basically found by Nobel Prize winning scientist Terry Mullis. And he found that out of a little bacteria in Yellowstone, one of the geyser pools, a mushroom geyser pool. And, you know, people are worried about Yellowstone's going to blow up, Yellowstone's going to blow up, Yellowstone's going to blow up. The world changed forever by a discovery made in Yellowstone of a thermophile bacteria. And instead of CRISPR technology, you're going to love this. I'm telling people it's going to be a crispier technology, and you are the critters. To do yeah. away with everything. Here's the point, and I think you touched on it earlier. The idea is to do away with everything, whether it's man, beast, vegetable, GMO, everything that God created for our benefit, the Luciferians are destroying for their goal of totally wiping out any remnant of the old world order. And, you know, when you talked about a virus, you remember Prince Philip's famous statement, if he were to be reincarnated, he'd like to be reincarnated as a virus and basically come back and wipe out the majority of humanity, 90%. But putting it into context,
it is a pathological thing. We've seen this over and over again. But the people who are advisors to the Pope, they want to get rid of John Schellenhuber, who wrote his encyclical on the environment. We got to get rid of 90% of the population. We see it with the Georgia Guidestones. We saw here with a professor in Austin saying the same thing in a conference, that he's got to get rid of these people. So there's a lot of radical environmentalists out there who want to eradicate 90% or 95% or 99 or 100% of the humanity.
Well, I invite them to step off a cliff in front of all of us and put it up on YouTube or Google. The thing is that this conference, the Gen 6 conference, it's different, ladies and gentlemen. It's different than any conferences in the world. We're going to have, obviously, David's going to be the keynote speaker Friday night, Tom Horn Saturday night. I'm in the afternoon. Tim Alberino is the previous afternoon. But we also have Richard Dolan. Richard Dolan is very, very bright. So we're believing, and for the record, David, last year I think people streamed this thing from, 70, 80 countries. So if you can't go to Branson, and pretty much you probably can after this broadcast because there'll be no tickets left, you can get put on a waiting list. But the best way to see it is by live streaming, and then you can see last year's too. People who went to these things said they were amazed. And I'm telling you this, this will be a key to unlocking. Events are going to come so fast, so furious, and unless you're grounded. And knowledge is power. If you don't think That's knowledge right. is power, look who controls it and look who controls the power. But they want to make sure that you have no facts. They want to make sure you have no tidings to biblical creation. And they want to just make us all a bunch of glob of goo and basically do away with me and you. And that's
well,
what
they
this
wanna...
is about.
Yeah, we need to be informed. You know, Jesus said to be as harmless as doves, but to be as wise as serpents. These serpents, these people who are plotting to destroy and to change humanity. And it is pervasive as we look at the different things that they're doing. All these different technologies haven't even gotten into nanotech. But, of course, everything that they're looking at, they want to transcend and to replace humanity. That is the key issue behind all of this.
Absolutely. That's a key issue. And this should make everybody listening to this broadcast that as a grandparent or a parent. And again, I'm saying this. It's not enough to leave them your money. You have to leave them a future. David, thank you.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. Steve Quayle. Again, you can find him at stevequayle.com. The conference you can find at gen6.com. And if you use the code Alex, A-L-E-X, you can save 10% on that streaming. And that'll be on September the 14th. We'll be right back. One more segment. Stay with us. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as Myco ZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Segment here before we get back into the news, and I want to talk about a Biden foundation that is now targeting parents who don't support transgender transition for their children. Yes, that's right. That's what Joe Biden is now doing as he's preparing to be the savior of the Democrat Party because he's so mainstream. He is preparing to attack parents, and you know where that attack's going to come from. It's going to come from CPS. Oh, you're bullying your kids. You're driving them to suicide because you don't accept the gender gaslighting that is being pushed upon them by the school. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, if you want to help us to fight the censorship, to fight the bullying that's happening on the Internet, we have some new specials up at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce Plus, 40% off, plus free shipping. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off, plus free shipping. Big savings on DNA Force again. help your mitochondrial health. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off, along with Secret 12, our vitamin B12, and Winter Sun, our vitamin D, all of those 40% off. All the Super Blue products, that's our line of dental products that have nano silver in them, two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, and so forth. Those are all 50% off, plus free shipping. And our BioTrue Selenium, another one of these. And we've got a lot more products. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, but I'll just tell you about one more. BioTrue Selenium. You know, it's no secret that you need things like selenium, like vitamin D, vitamin B12, and so forth. When you look at something like selenium, you want to make sure that you get a good quality source. And this is BioTrue Selenium. We call it that because it is non-GMO. It's all organic. And it is a great concentrated source of selenium, another one of the vitamin essential vitamins and nutrients that you need to have. 50% off for BioTrue Selenium, plus free shipping. Take a look at the specials that we have there. And I'll just tell you one other plug here. Something's coming up tomorrow. We're going to have live in studio one of the heroes of Benghazi, John Tig Tegan. He's going to be joining us tomorrow to talk about that. You know what? Think about Benghazi. I think of A Tale of Two Cities. Actually, it's A Tale of Two Americas, wasn't it? We had people like Tig Tegan, people like Peranto, who were heroes, who sacrificed others, who gave their lives to protect others. And at the same time, that was the best of America, wasn't it? It wasn't the best of times for those people, but they showed the best of America. Back in Washington, though, we had people like Hillary Clinton showing the worst of America. Throwing people under the bus, putting lives, essentially making decisions that kill people for their own political expediency, and getting away with it. That is the amazing thing to me, that she got away with what she did. Documented in that film, 12 Hours, and so forth. It really is a tale of the best of America and the worst of America. So he's going to be here with us in the morning, live, John Tig Tegan. The reason he's coming to Bastrop, I'll give you a little bit of information about the backdrop of that. Down in Bastrop, Texas, which is just a little bit outside of Austin, the American Legion there has a fighter jet from the Vietnam War, one of the last F-4s. And they've been trying to restore that for quite some time. So it's a fundraiser that Tig Tegan has come to help with. And they're also going to have some live entertainment there. Roger Krieger and his band are going to be there. And that's going to open up at 6 p.m. You can also get tickets on Eventbrite. So he's going to have John Tig Tegan, Roger Krieger's band is going to be playing there. This is something that's been going on for a while. They've been trying to get the money together to restore that. You know, I've gone to the Alamo here in Texas, saw Davy Crockett's musket, things like that, rusting. It looked like it was 1,000 years old. And then going to the U.K., seeing armor from Henry VIII, 500 years old, other pieces of equipment there that were 1,000 years old. They looked like they were brand new. We just don't take care of our historical pieces like they do in the UK. I mean, they took immaculate care of it. It looked, the armored glove that they had that belonged to Henry VIII, I mean, you could put that thing on and it just like they made it yesterday. And yet the historical artifacts that we have, if we don't have Antifa pulling them down and throwing paint all over them, we leave them there rusting. And so these people didn't want to leave this important F-4 rusting because it is not just a thing. It is a monument, just like Davy Crockett's rifle. It is a monument to the people that used it. And so they're trying to restore that. They need about $20,000 to restore it. So that's part of that fundraiser. You can see John Tig Tegan, and you can hear Roger Krieger. And, of course, Tig Tegan is going to be joining us tomorrow here in the show live. All right, let's talk a little bit about what Joe Biden is doing, on the other hand. Press release from Biden's foundation states that the new initiative that it will be dubbed As You Are claims that it is a parental rejection that leads to the high rates of severe mental illness among LGBTQ youth. That's not what the American Pediatric Society said. American Pediatric Society said it is child abuse. And when you push this agenda on children who are not mature enough to understand the issues involved here, you're putting them in a situation and you have caused their suicide rates to go through the ceiling. Well, the way these people and Joe Biden push back on that, they say, yes, we can't deny that the suicide rates of the transgender kids have gone through the ceiling. But it's your fault, parents. You heterosexual, hateful males and Christians, and you know, it's your fault. You've done this to your kids. At first, they told us it was the other kids that were bullying them into suicide. It wasn't the government who are really part of this agenda, folks. You have to understand what they're doing is they're grooming the kids for the pedophiles. If you can make a decision as a kindergartner that you are not a male, you are a female, or vice versa. If you can make those kinds of decisions about your gender, then you are capable of having informed sexual consent. All these people out there, they're floating these ideas. That's what's so disturbing about Hollywood's defense of James Gunn and all these actors who are out there defending him. Remember that we had Harvey Weinstein before he was outed as what he truly is. He was still out there writing editorials in defense of Roman Polanski, saying, all right, he's a pedophile and he raped people and so forth, but he's true to his art, so who cares? And that's essentially what I'm hearing from these defenders of James Gunn. And it's not just about the vile jokes that he was making repeatedly, but it is also about the child pornography that was shared with him and his responses about how well that pleased him. And he was very explicit about how he was pleased with that pornography that was sent to him by someone who was convicted of child pornography. But let's take a look at this. We got an article out of the UK, some TV show called Loose Women, and they've interviewed an 11-year-old drag queen. 11-year-old boy has revealed how dressing up as a drag queen gives him confidence. He did that on Wednesday night. He says, I'm a boy. I like being a boy. Just because I've got a piece of male genitalia doesn't mean I can't wear a dress. He just wants to show everyone it's okay to be different. Yeah, it's not okay to be white, but it's okay to be different in this way. He says, that's what he taught me. He won praise from viewers who said he looked amazing. Yes, these would be the NAMBLA people. You know, he's being groomed whether he realizes it or not, and his parents are part of that. Because these people who have, as they call themselves, are MAPS. That's the next thing they're going to add to the LGBTQ thing. They're going to add MAP, minor attracted persons. Oh, I'm attracted to them, but I'm okay because I don't take action on that attraction. And actually, I'm a victim because you people hate me and you tell me that I'm sick. Yeah, you are sick. You are sick. You tell me that I'm sick, and so I'm actually the victim. These minor attracted persons. No, they want consensual consent with these minors is what they're really pushing for. Again, this is coming from the government, multiple levels. We got Joe Biden with his foundation out there pushing this, saying rejecting behavior is not limited to a parent disowning or kicking out their child. It can also include subjecting young people to conversion therapy or blocking their access to these LGBTQ programs. One of the places where they tried to push this on kids, and it was shut down by Governor Paul Page in Maine. He's voicing concerns that a bill they tried to put through that he vetoed. He says this is a threat to religious liberty. He said parents have the right to seek counsel and treatment for their children from professionals who do not oppose the parents' own religious beliefs. He said what we're trying to regulate here in this bill that he vetoed are the private consultative conversations between a licensed provider and a client. Nevertheless, Biden is kicking off this foundation where he's saying that it's the parents who are bullying the kids, the parents who are driving them to suicide. While we have the drag queen hour going into the Brooklyn schools, where they have literal drag queens going into the kindergartners and reading them stories. And they're not just in the schools there. They're on your television set, in your living room. They have changed, Netflix has changed Anna Green Gable into a homosexual tale. Yeah, this is what they're really after. That's it for our broadcast. Wish we had more time. Thanks for joining us.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go?
Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.